Okay, now let's revisit the daf at a normal speaking pace and go over just a couple ideas that we just touched upon. So we mentioned this idea that Reish Lakish says that you should incite your Yetzer Tov, your good inclination, to battle against your evil inclination. Right, so what exactly is that talking about? He said, well, first of all, if that works, wonderful. Meaning your good inclination overpowers your bad inclination. You don't do anything wrong. That's excellent. But what happens if you realize that your bad inclination is winning? At that point, you should go learn Torah. Okay, and what if the Torah? What if that isn't working? Well, then say Kriyat Shema. Okay, and what if that isn't working? Then you should remind your Yetzer Hara of your dying day. Basically to say that at the end of the day, there's a final judgment for all this, and it's just not worth it. I wanted to suggest the following Chiddush. Right, just of how to understand the three Inyanim. Why do these three things help you? Why do these three things help you conquer your Yetzer Hara when your normal tendency to fight your Yetzer Hara wasn't enough? So I think there are three separate inyanim here. One can kind of be broken up into two parts. The first part, what is Torah? Torah is knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the clearest expression of the will of God in this world. It's the clearest expression of God in this world, right? As the Ramban says, the entire Torah is Shemot of Hashem, their names of Hashem. You learn Torah, you get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. Now, that being said, it could be that the more familiar you are with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the harder it is to do something that he's not going to like. Right? If it's someone that you've never met, that you never knew, okay, so you do something that affects them negatively, maybe you feel bad about it, maybe you don't. But imagine you know a person particularly well, even if you aren't overly fond of them, you know who you're affecting. And therefore, you're going to think twice about it and you're going to fight back against that inclination. I think we see that also with halacha a lot. Meaning, it's very easy not to listen to a halacha that only exists in a closed book. You know what I mean by that? Maybe there's something wrong with this. It's written somewhere in some book I've never read, but apparently it's an issue. Okay, when you have the Mishnah Berurah in front of you and you're reading it, and you know, that's kind of hard to get around. It seems like everyone says that's aser. I don't even know what to do with this. So it's a lot harder to say when you know for a fact and you follow the halachic process that this is the law, that you can't do it. It's much easier to ignore closed books, right? So you familiarize yourself with Torah, and just that familiarity both with Torah and what's in it, and by extension with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, makes it much more difficult to transgress something that he's asking you to do. What's the second level beyond knowledge is Kriyat Shema, which is A, the oneness of God, and B, Ve'ahavta, right? That's Ahavat Hashem, right? The recognition that there's only one God, so it's you're affecting the King of all kings, right? And the Shema, the Inyan of Shema is Ve'ahavta, right? Is your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, beyond knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it's hard to negatively affect someone that you know, it's even harder to negatively affect someone that you love. Because if you have love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you appreciate his actions and everything that he does in the world, and you're amazed by his greatness and the way that he orchestrates the entire universe, and you have profound love for him, it's so much harder to do these things. So even if you couldn't get over, you couldn't conquer your Yetzer Hara, and even if the learning of a halacha and being exposed to these godly sources couldn't help you conquer your Yetzer Hara, maybe the love that you should be building for a Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you conquer your Yetzer Hara, because it's very hard to distance yourself from a Kadosh Baruch Hu through this Aveira when you're supposed to be loving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's very, very difficult. You think about Lahavdil, you're in a relationship, so you know that no matter how badly you want to do something, if it's not going to hurt anyone, then okay, you might give in. But if it's going to hurt someone you know, or hurt someone, the person that you love, you have to face that person. You can't imagine doing something that's going to be that's going to impact so negatively that person that you love. Finally, you have your death day, which is Yirat Hashem. Right? If the love doesn't work, you don't love enough, well then just realize that there is certainly what to fear. Love is there's a development. It's an emotion that's developed over time, right? But you can fear something instantly, right? Love could take years to develop properly, right? But you could know that you're afraid something in a moment. That you're afraid of something in a moment. So even if the love doesn't work and it's not strong enough, just know that there is an accounting for what you're doing. And perhaps that yira will push you over the line. Right, so I wanted to say that that's the pshat here in the three ways that we have to conquer our Yetzer Hara. And I think a very cool remez, a very cool hint to this idea is the Rambam's first four mitzvot aseh. What's the first mitzvah aseh of the Rambam in his minyan mitzvah? Knowledge of God. right? Perhaps faith, perhaps knowledge, depending on your translation. Knowledge of God. That's learning Torah, where you get the knowledge of God. What does the second mitzvah say? Yichud. Yichud. Kadosh Baruch Hu being one. That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does the third mitzvah say? Avat Hashem. That's Ve'ahavta. And what does the fourth mitzvah say? Yirat Hashem. That is your death day. So that's the chiddush I wanted to suggest on that pshat, in the three ways that we have to conquer Yetzer Hara when it's not enough just to fight Yetzer Tov against Yetzer Hara. These three things remind us how important it is to us to conquer the Yetzer Hara. Second of all, we mention that someone who is suffering, someone who has physical pains, should learn Torah. Like, that's the solution. So the Maharal goes at length to explain how this works in his Nativ HaTorah. He explains how exactly this works. First of all, you should know, the Torah, like we said earlier, is not just a list of instructions. It's not just a list of mutar and asur, of allowed, not allowed. The Torah is the Torah illuminates every aspect of your reality, every component of your existence. It illuminates how you are supposed to be serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world with every fiber of your being. Some things are explicit, like don't do this, do that. But like we learned from the Limudim earlier, you're able to uncover layers upon layers of truth by reading the Torah. You're able to illuminate so many aspects of your life and how Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to serve Him and how Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to act in His life that in your life that is so far beyond the strict letter of the law. In which case, if something's not functioning properly and you're suffering and you're in pain, it could be because you haven't been using that aspect of your being, of your body, of your existence for serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the reason that He gave it to you. He gave you your body, gave you everything about you so that you can serve Him to the fullest extent of your capacity in this world. So maybe you're not using it properly. If it's hurting, if it's not working, right, maybe it's because you're misusing it. In which case, how do you correct that? You learn Torah, which illuminates the proper function of everything in your world. You learn Torah, which illuminates the reason for everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, and it's going to show you how you're supposed to be serving Him with every fiber of your being, and in that way you're able to correct that aspect of your existence to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. That's what's outlined in the Torah, and that's why you need it to restore to restore normalcy, or to restore proper behavior, to restore proper Avodat Hashem, proper service of God with every fiber of your being, because right now there's some aspect of you that is being misused, or you know, otherwise misused in Kadosh Baruch Hu's universe. That's what the Maharal explains, why learning Torah is what's able to banish the Yisurim from you, because if something's not working right, maybe it's because you're not using it right. You want to know how to use it? Look in the Torah, it'll tell you exactly how to use it. Okay, another point that I want to speak about is, so we said that are negaim not a way that you basically cleanse yourself, are negaim not an expression of Yisurim Shel Ahava? Meaning, I get negaim, I have these physical afflictions, are they not an expression of Yisurim Shel Ahava, of suffering that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me out of His love for me? No, it's a mizbeach l'chaper. Meaning, initially I wanted to say, how do I know that negaim are expressions of Yisurim Shel Ahava? Because what do we say about negaim? That these four negaim are their atonement for you. Okay, but that's atonement. That's not Yisurim Shel Ahava. There's a difference. Okay, what is that difference? What's that meaning? What is Yisurim Shel Ahava if not atonement for everything that you've done wrong? I mean, I thought that is exactly what it was. I did all these things wrong. I don't want to be punished in this world. I don't want to be punished in the next world. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves me so much, He's letting me be punished in this world. That way, in the next world, I have no transgressions. It's a wonderful thing. So the Ramban explains at length in his Shar HaGmul how exactly this works. And there are a couple different stages. Right? First of all, someone could be suffering because they did something wrong, and they deserve to be suffering. Or it could be that someone who does a lot of things wrong has good things happen to him. That way all that suffering can take place in the next world. See, suffering is something that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can use in this world to cleanse you of the things that you've done wrong. Because you would much rather, you don't have this appreciation right now, obviously, in this world. In the next world, you're going to realize, I wish I would have suffered in this world instead of the next world, because it's far worse what's waiting for you if you haven't suffered for all your transgressions in this world. Okay. So then what is Yisurim Shel Ahava? Yisurim Shel Ahava is one step beyond that. It's not atonement for anything. You're clean, you're clear, you haven't done anything wrong. Then what's the value of Yisurim Shel Ahava? What are we hoping to accomplish through Yisurim Shel Ahava? What is Kodesh Baruch Hu hoping to accomplish through Yisurim Shel Ahava? It's like this. Remember on the previous Amud on Hamad Aleph, what we said was, when do Yisurim Shel Ahava work? When are they effective? When you're mekabel them willingly, which is, by the way, not an easy task in any way. In fact, we see some of the three greatest rabbis of the generation say, you know what? I'd rather not have Yisurim than have Yisurim and the reward that comes along with them. So it's not easy to mekabel them with Ahava and, you know, embrace them like Rabbi Akiva did, right? So what's the inyan of Yisurim Shel Ahava? What do they do for us? Well, you haven't done anything wrong. The goal is, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make you suffer. And what is your inclination to do at that point? Be frustrated, be angry, maybe be mad at the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I did nothing to deserve this. If you're able, b'chol zot, if you're able, either way, to appreciate that this must be good because it's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a divine plan, and there's a divine truth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is executing through his actions, that gives you tremendous, tremendous schar. Meaning, what do you get schar from? What do you get reward from? The good things that you do in this world, right? The expressions of your faith and committing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, these things give you schar. And there is no stronger expression of faith and no more clear commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than to willingly accept suffering, because anything that comes from Him must ultimately be good. That's a crazy concept even to fathom, right? But that is perhaps the most profound expression of commitment and faith for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you can say, I know I'm suffering, but because it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to accept it. I know that I don't deserve this, but by accepting it wholeheartedly from God, I am able to show commitment to Him, like Rabbi Akiva that we see later on, who says Shema Yisrael with his dying breath. I'm able to accept them wholeheartedly. That is more of a profound expression of faith than probably any mitzvah that you'll ever do in your life. In which case, the schar that you get from that, not because you suffered. The suffering doesn't give you the schar. What gives you the schar is that you're able to show expression of faith and commitment to God in the absolute hardest time, something that is harder than perhaps any mitzvah that you've ever been challenged to do. So again, just to recap, we had three levels, right? You have Yisurim, or you have basically Yisurim that you fully deserve, whether in this world or the next world. You have Yisurim that are just meant to clean you in this world so that you can have kind of a perfectly clean slate in the next world, because you'd rather suffer in the next world than in this world. And finally, Yisurim Shel Ahava, they're not cleaning you, you've done nothing wrong, but they're giving you an opportunity to express commitment and faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that perhaps no other mitzvah in existence can give you an opportunity of such magnitude, and that is worthy of the ultimate reward. All right, we'll stop here.